Ladies and gentlemen, Garfield and friends.
We're
ready
to
party.
I hope you bring lots of spaghetti.
I'm scared.
Come on in, come to the place where fun never ends. Come on in, it's time to party with Garfield and friends. Dancing.
Fiesta.
Romancing.
Siesta.
Samba.
La bamba.
Ay, caramba.
Disguises.
Disguises.
Surprises.
Surprises.
And pies of.
And pies of.
All sizes.
Come on in, come to the place where fun never ends.
Critics agree. Of all the TV shows on today, this is probably one of them.
Oh, Morton, you're so wonderful.
I love you, Monica.
How long will you love me?
I will love you until the end of time. I will love you until the oceans are dry and the mountains are level. I will love you until the stars no longer shine in the heavens. But most of all, I will love you until your father finds out about us. Goodbye, Monica. It's been nice knowing you. Let's never do it again. Bye.
I warned you about staying away from my daughter.
Daddy, I'm a big girl now. I'm old enough to date.
Yeah, but not a jerk like that. My baby deserves only the best.
Only the best. But in Daddy's eyes, no man is good enough for me. I ought to go out with a real jerk sometime. That would teach Daddy a lesson. Hey, that's a good idea. But where would I meet a real jerk?
Slow down, Odie.
Easy boy, easy boy. Stop. Good boy.
Whoops. Oh, Daddy's really gonna like him.
Garfield, I got a date.
With a human?
Her name is Monica. She just came up to me in the park and we really hit it off. I'm meeting her for dinner in an hour. I have to go get ready.
Is this true, Pupster? John got a date? A date for John?
We interrupt this cartoon show for a brief documentary on the dating history of John Arbuckle. Here is Garfield Cat.
Thank you. Those of you with weaker stomachs may wish to leave the room. It gets pretty gruesome. Over the years, a staggering number of women have gone out with John Arbuckle at 8 p.m. and been home in plenty of time for the 9 o'clock news. The world record for the longest date with John Arbuckle is held by this woman, Cynthia Underberger. Roll that film. Cynthia tolerated John buttering his arm instead of the biscuit. She excused his attempt to order dinner in French, causing the waiter to serve them two soft-boiled athletic shoes. She even forgave him for forgetting his wallet, forcing them to have to wash dishes to pay the check.
You'll have to wash 747 dishes to pay for your meal. As I said, you will have to wash 748 dishes. And my car. And every car in the lot.
That was on a Friday night. Saturday morning, Cynthia joined the Marines, sailed to Greenland, and hasn't been seen since. The shortest date in history with John was achieved last August 9th by this woman, Sylvia Finster. Here is actual film footage of that date.
Well, Sylvia, let me tell you a little about myself.
One, two.
Good night, Sylvia. Thank you for a lovely evening.
The kid tried everything. Last month, he signed up for a computer dating service.
I'll get it. It must be my computer date.
Hello, John Arbuckle. What is wrong? Am I wearing too much eyeliner?
Most women, however, choose to save time by avoiding going out with John Arbuckle altogether. Here's how one clever lady handled it.
This is Cheryl, and you've reached my answering machine. I'm not in, so please leave a message at the sound of the beep, and I'll call you back. Oh, by the way, if this is John Arbuckle, the answer is no.
That woman had never even met John, but she figured, why take chances? In summary, John Arbuckle is a walking dating disaster.
John Arbuckle, a man and his lack of women, has been a public service of your United Safety Council.
Oh, we now return you to our regularly scheduled cartoon already in progress.
I dream of Monica with a sort of blonde hair. La 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 la.
I hope I didn't keep you waiting.
No, not at all. And it's John. Shall we?
That's her?
Uh-huh.
She's beautiful. And she looks almost normal. Why would a woman like that have the slightest interest in our boy Arbuckle?
That's right. She's eating at that French place, L'Estomac, with that jerk named Arbuckle. You'll be right down to break him in two? Fine. I just thought you'd like to know.
Odie, someone's coming down to break John in two. And just my luck, we'll get the part that doesn't cook. Come on.
Oh, have you decided what you would like? Oh. I remember you. Athletic shoes for two.
Oh, wait, no. We want... Monica? You looking for someone?
No, no one. I'm just here with you, Joe.
Jim, I mean John.
This is for John's own good.
I'll just have something light.
How about you in a light cream sauce?
Garfield, why did you dump fettuccine on my date?
Because I didn't have linguine.
Jeff! Yeah.
Garfield!
Time to go. Arbuckle right behind.
Looks like Dad finally showed up. So, how did it go, Monica? Booed the way the guy ran out of here. Your dad must have really gone bananas.
Morton, what are you doing here?
Wasn't your father here yet?
I warned you.
Sounds like we timed this right, Puffer.
Daddy, that isn't my date. This guy was my date.
Him? Sorry I interfered with you two dating. You go right on ahead, Pumpkin. Just so long as you stay away from guys like this.
Garfield, what just happened?
Oh, let's just say you got away with your record intact. And your kneecaps, too.
I am honored to address this assembly of the United Nations and the millions of you watching on live television. My name is John Arbuckle, and I can't get a date to save my life. Also, I would like to mention that I have forgotten to wear pants.
Garfield, I just had a terrible nightmare.
Not the one about the rubber pizzas again.
Out of my way, egg!
Boy, what got into her?
One side, duck!
Any side in particular?
Get out of my way!
What's wrong, ducko? Lanolin is having a bad day, and I think it's catching. Hey, hi, sis. Nice weather, isn't it?
Shut up!
Lately,
All right, hold it! Now, we all seem to have the same problem with Lanolin. And it's all Bo's fault.
My fault, man? Why is it my fault?
Because if you had been an only child, this wouldn't be happening.
When people are nasty, there's a reason. Usually they feel unloved or unappreciated.
Lanolin? You are not actively serious.
Well, on the other hand, she does do an awful lot of work around here.
You're right. She needs a vacation. But she can't afford the time or the cash for a vacation.
Maybe not. But she could afford an imaginary vacation.
A great idea, Orson.
I'll take Lanolin for a pretend voyage to the stars. Hey, who else wants to go?
Not I. Even pretend. Nothing is going to get me off the good old Earth here. No siree, sir.
In that case, you can stand guard and watch for the weasel.
In that case, off we goes into the wild blue yonder. Off we goes into the sky. Off we goes into the something, something, I don't know.
But I don't want to go for a trip to Mars.
Oh, you never know how to have fun, sis.
I have to watch for the weasel. Plus, I have tons of laundry to do.
Maybe this would be a good time to snitch me some chickens. Don't look at my costume so strangely. Didn't you ever go trick-or-treating dressed as a rock? Hop in, Lanolin. We're heading for the stars.
Well, what about watching for the weasel?
Hey, like Roy and Sheldon are on weasel duty, sis. Chill out.
All right, everybody. Just use your imagination.
I don't have an imagination.
Oh, everyone has an imagination. We're in a spaceship, wearing our astronaut gear, flying through space. Wade?
Me? Oh, yeah. Well, I'm seeing us flying towards new worlds that will hopefully be better than our old one, you know? Booker? I'm watching meteors go past us, deflected by our force field. Zoom, zoom! Bo?
I'm seeing, like, the whole universe unfolding before us, man. It's like an awesome glimpse of how much there is out there. How much we'll never know. Lanolin?
I'm sitting on an old orange crate in the middle of the farmyard with four jerks.
Sis!
Well, I am. Besides, who wants to go to outer space anyway? It's a dumb idea.
It's not dumb.
Easy, Booker. All right, Lanolin doesn't want to go into the future. Let's try the past. Follow me. Okay, it's the year 1 zillion BC, and I'm a cave dweller. Now, I am walking in search of my midday meal. Wait.
Yes. I am following closely behind my fellow cave person, Orson, for I fear that there are dinosaurs and big green scaly monsters about.
Wade, every history book says that dinosaurs were long extinct and gone before people walked the Earth.
Oh, well, in that case, I am fearing that there are dinosaurs who have not read those books, so they do not know they are not supposed to be here, you know. Booker?
I'm watching as primitive beings fashion the first tools out of sticks and rocks.
Bo?
Well, I'm, like, seeing, you know, how they will use those tools to start building civilization, man. Natalie?
I'm standing in the farmyard junk heap with the same four jerks.
She seems to be unclear on the concept.
Lanolin, why won't you just play along?
Because pretending's a waste of time, pig. I have laundry to do and a weasel to watch for.
Like, give it up, dude.
No, I don't know how to give up.
I give lessons.
Any sign of weasels?
Nope, only a big rock with feet coming this way.
That's nice.
Big rock with feet!
Lanolin, why don't...
Don't Lanolin me, pig. This make-believe stuff is dumb. Why do you want me in it anyway?
Oh, because it was the only way we could think of giving you a vacation. We like you, Lanolin, and we were afraid you've been working too hard.
You like me?
Yes, and I must say, with the way you've been treating everyone lately, it isn't easy. Go do your laundry. I'm sorry we interrupted your spin cycle.
He's taking all the chickens!
What made you think of the rock disguise, Weasel?
I always wanted to be a little bolder.
All right, after we get rid of this weasel, we're going after the guy who writes the show.
See you around, fellas. Ta-ta.
No, it's no use. He tied us too tight.
Any luck with Lanolin?
We're going to continue our trip through time without her. We're going to the Wild West, partners. I'll be Sheriff Orson.
Neato! I'll be Deputy Booker.
I shall be waiting for you guys in a safer time period.
Wade?
All right. I'll be Wade Earp, the fearless. Keeper of the peace.
Help! Robbery! Help!
Hey, sounds like someone's robbing the bank, Sheriff.
Let's go!
Must we?
Look up ahead!
There's the bank robber!
It's like the Weasel Man! Oh, woe! Oh, dread! Oh, terrible!
The weasel's getting away with the chickens!
No, he isn't! Look!
Giddy up, Lodger! I'm gonna hog tie and order a thief!
Uh-oh.
I got you now! Hey, you're
what are you doing? Ah.
Wow! My sis is like turning into Annie Oakley!
When did she learn to play make-believe like that?
Way to go, Lanolin!
Lanolin, where'd you learn how to ride and rope like that?
Back in the Wild West.
When were you ever in the Wild West?
Oh, in my imagination. Maybe you sidewinders can join me sometime. Hee-haw!
The Gazorninplatt Book of World Records. Here is Fred Gazorninplatt.
I happen to know he changed his name when he got into television. It used to be Sam Gazorninplatt.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. And now, let's answer more of your questions about world records. Johnny? A viewer from East Moline, Illinois, writes to ask,
who is the world's fattest man? That's an easy one. That would be Mr. Charles Chuck Obesity of both Minneapolis and St. Paul, Minnesota. Mr. Obesity weighs in at 902 pounds, and he was recently honored with his very own time zone. Chuck recently dropped 11 pounds.
Boy, he looks so much better since he lost that weight.
Fred, a viewer from Walla Walla, Washington, wants to know the size of the world's largest earthquake.
No problem. That would be a 9.3, which happened to occur last week in Minnesota when Charles Chuck Obesity took up aerobics for 19 seconds.
All right. I felt that.
A gentleman in Scottsdale, Arizona, writes to ask,